Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. And that's not the Ventures. That's Walk Don't Run 64. Is that the Ventures? I think that's who that is. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the real Wayback Machine, isn't it? And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question. Please go there and click on your read the question, click your answer, and when you do, you'll see how the poll's going so far to see whether your answer agrees with most of the other folks. And all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Tim Berry, and I mean significant body of work, that Tim has deposited with us as a member of our Brain Trust since the founding of the Brain Trust in 98. Tim's been part of this, and we got so much stuff. I mean, the things that he's taught us are evergreen. You can go back there and listen to what he had to say and learn some things on just about any topic on running a small business you can think of. Palo Alto Software is his company. Tim, you're talking about three key strategy components to get our strategy on track or back on track. We just talked about identity. You know, you can't stick to your knitting if you don't know what you're supposed to be knitting. That was what we just talked about. Now we're talking about market. What about that?
And we're looking at being strategic. And the first thing I would say about market is tell yourself a story and make the important character in that story your hypothetical best possible customer. You want to imagine a specific person who is the ideal customer of your business. And as you imagine that person, you give him or her age, family, career, what car she drives, what TV shows he likes, what websites, what books. You want to really flesh out the idea of this is our ideal customer. And you're thinking strategically, you're thinking about how does this person find our business and why? What is the problem we're solving for this person? And by getting to know this person, it's a lot like short story writing in a way. It's kind of thinking imaginatively and really knowing this person.
Well, and what you're describing is a way of thinking about you know your pipeline. I mean, when I talk about to small business owners about don't look at the phone book and think that's your prospect list.
Exactly.
You know, if you're that's Walmart's prospect list, but it's not your prospect list. And
exactly.
It's so hard to get customers to get small business owners to realize, Tim, that they don't have to conquer the world to be successful. They only have to conquer 100 people maybe, or 10 people, or, you know, when I had my consulting business, if I had 10 clients, I could make a good living. If you have a restaurant, maybe you just need, 150 people to come and go from time, you know, every week. And if you have a grocery store, maybe you need a few more. You know, you don't have to conquer the world. And so if you think about it like that, it's easier to get your head around this profile you're talking about.
Yes, and you have it right on with the phone book. One exercise that helps with people when I'm trying to get this idea of we call it the persona, you know, the customer, is you start asking the question, okay, fine, describe who isn't your customer.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be amazed at how quickly that forces people to think with some fresh thinking. Who isn't your customer? If you're this restaurant, you don't want the cheapskates if you have the great menu. If you do want to be fast, you want the family. So who isn't your customer can be just as valuable strategically as who is.
Well, see, this tracks with what I've told people, and it's completely counterintuitive to a lot of people. In fact, to some people it sounds, you know, like crazy talk. But when I say, for most small businesses, when Walmart comes to town, you should thank them. You should not be afraid of them. You should thank them for coming to town, because the people who do business with Walmart are not your prospects, small business owners. And so if Walmart comes to town, those people don't bother you anymore. Because are the people who just came in and complained about your prices and took up your time. Now they're going to Walmart. You got more time to focus on this profile, this ideal customer Tim's talking about.
And that targeting that helps you then realize. It's funny, you know, when I talk about the three steps, you start to see how they're completely mixed up with each other. They're hard to separate.
Oh, yeah.
All three, and you'll see when we get to the third.
And the market, exactly.
Yeah, because how important your strengths and weaknesses and how you're set apart is as different to how you're figuring out who your target market is. And then there's that story. I like what you're saying about Walmart, because think now you know this customer and that story of what she wants or why he comes to you. What is the problem you're solving?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got your strengths and weaknesses, you can't be Walmart, but then how are you different and how does that relate to this particular kind of person or these people whose problems you are satisfying? You know, you want a long-term business success. You keep solving problems that real people have, and that sort of guarantees the longevity of the business.
Well, and as you're thinking about these people, don't spend a lot of time thinking about how you're going to deliver your product, how about them using your products. Because remember, Walmart may have the same products, may sell the same products you sell. You've got to think of, so basically that's a commodity. You got to think about, when you're thinking about this ideal customer, this profile customer that Tim's talking about, you got to make sure that you're thinking about, okay, how can I deliver that product for a certain person who wants this? They don't want it from Walmart because Walmart can't do what I can do, this thing that I can do. And that's what you got to focus on, that thing. Not what you deliver, but how you deliver it. Right back with Tim Berry. He's with Palo Alto Software. PaloAlto.com. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.